Peter Navarro, Trump up against four corners of America. Hollywood, Silicon Valley, Wall Street, NBA. By John Binder on September 28, 2020. President Trump is up against the four corners of America, including Hollywood's elite, Wall Street executives, Silicon Valley tech giants, and the National Basketball Association's NBA, athletes siding with China against the United States, White House trade advisor Peter Navarro says. Navarro made the comments in an interview with Philadelphia Inquirer columnist Joseph DiStefano, saying that Trump has transformed the Republican Party into a defender of the working class. "It is in many ways a reflection of the class warfare we're seeing," Navarro said when asked why the suburbs voted for Democrats in the 2018 midterm elections. "Donald Trump has turned the Republican Party into the party of the working class," Navarro continued. "We're up against the four corners of the country. That's Hollywood, Silicon Valley, Wall Street, and the NBA. They all see their fortunes rise with China. There's too many people in the global elite in this country who want to make a fast and big buck in China, and they don't care about blue-collar Americans. You see the NBA athletes, they are elite activists trying to take the high moral ground in the USA, but they just shut up and dribble in China," emphasis added. Indeed, Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden is being supported by some of the nation's most powerful billionaires, including Michael Bloomberg, Tom Steyer, George Soros, Stephen and Susan Mandel, Eric and Wendy Schmidt, and George and Judy Marcus. Biden's record on China, as Navarro noted, dates back to the 1990s when he favored normalizing United States trade relations with the communist country and supported their entering the World Trade Organization, WTO. That record has made Biden a favorite with Wall Street, who is pouring their money behind his campaign while he reportedly promises them in private conversations that he will usher in the status quo that voters rejected in the 2016 presidential election. Navarro, in the interview, also touted Trump's agenda to tighten the nation's labor market by reducing immigration so that jobs are prioritized for tens of millions of unemployed Americans. "We had the unemployment rate down to 3.5%. That's the first time we saw blue-collar wages and wages for Hispanics and blacks go up," Navarro said. "That's what we need to have a prosperous and stable society. You know, President Trump put a moratorium on foreign visas to the end of the year," Navarro continued. "I am not going to worry about opening the door to more immigration until we get unemployment back to 3.5%. While Trump signed executive orders to halt a number of foreign visa programs to shore up scarce jobs for Americans, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and Silicon Valley's elite are suing the administration to ensure they can continue importing thousands of foreign workers while 20 to 30 million Americans are jobless or underemployed. The issue has locked up support for Biden amongst tech elites who see his potential presidency as a route to keeping foreign visa pipelines open, even at times of mass unemployment. Most recently, 24 winners of the Turing Award, considered the Nobel Peace Prize for Computer Science, endorsed Biden, citing his plan to reopen foreign visa pipelines and expand legal immigration levels beyond their already historically high rates. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.